This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Not the first time I've said it. We're in here watching the Premier League. It's Leicester against Nottingham Forest. Great names. Leicester in blue, Forest in red. I think that would be the one name way to refer to Nottingham Forest would be to call them Forest. But I don't know. Why hasn't the NHL yet figured out the glory of red versus blue?
They hate us.
You know,
they don't like us.
This was a cause for me when it was Chicago and Tampa Bay in the finals, whatever that 10 years ago, whatever that was. And just like, what an opportunity, the white ice, red versus blue. Like, that's perfect. Nobody's going to get confused just because they're both wearing, quote, dark uniforms.
Yeah.
Soccer is gorgeous like this. Red versus yellow is a close second. But I love that they don't have to, one team doesn't have to be in white. Especially if it's hockey, because the ice is white. I mean, not anymore, because it's all ads, but... I mean, they're not even real ads.
There is that, yes.
Right? Joining us now on the West Her Hotline, the great Tyler Dunn. His highly respected website, golongtd.com, appears to be thriving. Tyler, it's been a while. How is the season treating you?
The season's great, fellas. Thanks so much for the introduction, and you know, you kind of brought me back to the Rex Ryan days there, Mike. Wasn't there a Thursday night game? I want to say it was a color rush.
Oh,
Bills,
yeah.
Jets, and they went red-green.
Yep.
And there were all kind of issues for those that were maybe colorblind. Like, mm-hmm. They're getting things. Maybe
yes.
That's why. I don't know.
Travis Yost, our frequent guest, he was on earlier this week, actually, is colorblind, or partly at least. And he watched that. He's a Bills fan, and like, I can't tell which team is my team. So, yeah, that's bad. I don't know if blue is different, but we'll have to research this. We want to get to definitely a couple. Like, you've been around Washington a lot. They're super interesting. The Jets saga. Let's start, of course, though, with the Bills here. 5-2. We were asking this yesterday, talking about it, Tyler, how your expectations for this season now might compare with what they were before it started. The Bills have been through kind of a lot. I mean, with injuries and a pretty tough schedule, 4 night games, the 3 road games in a row. But at 5-2 and the division is almost in shambles here, I think most people would like where they sit.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you just kind of nailed it. The division is in shambles, and the Dolphins are playing in catch-up mode, and usually they're the team that kind of races out to a 3-4 game lead, and then they collapse, you know, as the weather gets colder here. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just a joke, and I mean, God, he's eating his boogers one day, and then he's a human thesaurus a few days later. I'm sure we'll get to him, but they're going nowhere. Obviously.
We just did, yes.
And, you know, the Patriots, what about Bill Belichick? The audacity to go on McAfee and wherever he's been and just rip Gerard Mayo for calling his team soft. And then, you know, but Bill Belichick was as ruthless as it gets in the sport ever. I mean, obviously one of the best coaches ever, but, I mean, he did a lot worse things than calling guys soft. So I thought that was kind of funny. He's trying to, you know, prop himself up when his drafts have just been unmitigated disasters. I mean, man, he left Elliot Wolf in just a world of hurt. What a bad roster that is. So I guess my point is, though, fellas, like, it's about January for the Bills. It's not about September, October. I think we all, you know, kind of assumed or safely bet that they'd win the division. They'd win 10, 11 games, and then it's about football against the Chiefs and the Ravens that point of the year. So I think Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott probably knew that there'd be growing pains, especially on offense, with, you know, this receiving core that was remade, and they proactively traded for Amari Cooper. So that's kind of been a little more topsy-turvy than they expected of late, but they're probably right where they expected to be, and maybe a little better, especially if they win in Seattle.
Yeah, it might be topsy-turvy, more topsy-turvy than they expected, but we were never going to really know what they expected. We've enjoyed just sort of, you know, speculating on since the Diggs trade happened. Like, of course they talked about everybody eats and it's good to not have a number one guy and all that stuff, because of course that's what they had. So, you know, they certainly weren't going to say, oh God, we really need help, we're desperate. So I wonder, like, just how much they were bracing for what ended up happening. You know, guys not getting separation, their quarterback fleeing clean pockets, trying to create things off structure and that kind of thing, because doesn't trust the guys. And they did. You used the word proactive. I mean, they went and did something about it right I'm pretty early here. And so, like, I'm sort of curious to see how they grow now that they've, you know, reapplied the idea of having a number one receiver on the team.
Yeah, you know, one concern I kind of had to the Bills going into the season was that Keon Coleman might get thrust into a bigger role than he's ready for. I can remember Zay Jones, when we sat down a couple years ago, I mean, he really looked back at his rookie year as just absolute hell. I mean, he was going through a lot after that drop in Carolina. I think they lost 10-9, right? Mm-hmm. Tyrod put it on him inside the 5, couldn't hang on, and he went into a really dark place. It's nuts. We both lived at the Hannix behind Tops there in OP. I never knew it, but he was right by me because he was just kind of locked in his room. You know, man, really, I mean, maybe people checked it out, but he was really hurting, and he said he just wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for that many targets, wasn't ready to be a number one. That offense was really lacking weapons of any sort. I mean, you can't even compare that to this group. But it helps if you're a rookie and you don't have a ton of targets thrown your way, and you have a stud out there with you, kind of alleviating some pressure. So I think we're going to see Keon Coleman take off. I mean, with Amari Cooper there, I mean, this is a guy fresh off the best statistical season of his career in Cleveland with Joe Flacco, YOLOing week in and week out. He can still play. We just saw it. So as he gets more comfortable, that's going to help Keon Coleman. And to your point, Bulldog, yeah, I think everybody just kind of got wrapped up into everyone eats. Like, it's fun, you know, and to hear Chase Claypool talk about where he's been and how bad it's been in Chicago, and Pittsburgh, all that. And, you know, Mac Hollins is a really fun player. He hates cats. That's a great thing. He's barefoot. He's such a free spirit, all of that. But I don't think you want Mac Hollins on 3rd and 8 red zone consistently here and there. As a
sure.
Country, guys,
right.
For sure. But they needed somebody that just puts fear in a defense. And they have that now in Cooper.
How do you compare what they did with what the Chiefs did yesterday, or was it yesterday, DeAndre Hopkins, or Wednesday, whenever, earlier this week? How do the two moves, you know, compare and contrast for you?
Yeah, I thought that the Chiefs were going to make a push for Cooper. I mean, because they seem to have that need for a receiver a little sooner than Buffalo, right? I mean, they lose Hollywood Brown before the season starts, and then Mahomes blasts into Rashee Rice's ACL. And I thought that, you know, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, they might go after Cooper because he's cheap, like everybody knows. I mean, what is it, $800,000 or something this year? But they didn't do it. So, you know, you give Brandon Bean and the Bills credit for kind of beating into the punch. But then DeAndre Hopkins kind of becomes available because the Titans are punting on this season. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like Cooper's the better player. But I'd be hard-pressed to count DeAndre Hopkins out in that KC offense as well. I mean, what scares you about the Chiefs, it's like it's the same thing as last year to another level. They're not playing well on offense. I mean, their passing game, Mahomes has, what, more picks than touchdowns? They're out at running back. They're down to Kareem Hunt. You've got Isaiah Pacheco. They're really hurting on that side of the ball, yet they're still winning games, and they've got the upper hand for home field. So you just assume that they're going to figure it out, and I would think Hopkins only helps them and with Mahomes. I mean, he still has some game left.
But, yeah, you know what? The way the Chiefs look, though, and I know Baltimore exists and pounded the Bills and looked like maybe a super team here, but the conference itself doesn't feel too good at all to me. The kind of form the Chiefs are in, again, we'll see come January. Same with Baltimore. They look great now, but how will they look when we get to the end is what's going to matter. And like that, I didn't expect to be 7 weeks into the season, Tyler, and still be thinking about the one seed, and maybe that's stupid, but I feel like the Chiefs could lose to anybody the way they've been playing. So any game between now and them coming here in a few weeks, to me, could be a loss, and if the Bills can kind of hold serve there, that could be a massive game coming up here in a few weeks.
That, you're absolutely right. I mean, so much can happen. We're not even to the halfway point of this season, and just think about the injuries that some teams are dealing with. I mean, last night, Christian Darrisaw goes down, and it just turns the game upside down for the Vikings. I mean, it's not like Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah are preparing for the possibility that their stud left tackle that they just paid $100 million to is going to get hurt on a pretty meaningless snap at that point of the game. We can't sit here and predict what in the hell is going to happen. I think you just kind of have to, you know, hold serve, like you said, win the games you're supposed to win. You know, maybe you go out there to the edge of the earth that is Seattle and win a tough game. It's not going to be easy. And then it's always going to come down to the best quarterbacks in the NFL playing each other in the playoffs. I know it seems simplistic, but I've tried to overthink this league too much. And you try to piece together a potential contender, like, around the quarterback position. Remember, we talked about the Giants. Hey, I was high on with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Mm-hmm. I still am. But, man, Daniel Jones is still Daniel Jones. And sometimes if you just can't get past that if you're a team. I mean, the Browns had the number one defense last year. They might be the worst team in the NFL this year. So if you've got Josh Allen, you've got Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, we're going to see these guys in January. And then it's just about playing on the margins, making the plays you have to make when you have to make them. Mahomes has done that better than anybody in the NFL, and Allen might be right there after him.
Well, this is, you know, quintessentially teeing you up, Tyler, but the Jets, like, are they dead? Has the Rodgers stuff this year just gone to another level for somebody and yourself that, you know, covered him and scrutinized him very critically a few years ago? Of course, you know, you know all about that. But I just wonder, I'm guessing maybe you're just not surprised by any of it.
You know, he's always been this way. If we're, you know, in terms of personality and just being a pain in the ass and trying to be the general manager behind the scenes, all of that. Like, he's always been like that. I mean, he has been changing Mike McCarthy's plays forever. I mean, he didn't respect him from the get-go. He couldn't get past the fact that Mike McCarthy preferred Alex Smith over him, and he didn't respect his offense. And I think to an extent he had a point, and he's changed some plays. And guess what? When you're improvising and freestyling and you've got Greg Jennings and Jordy Nelson and JerMichael Finley and Donald, you can do that. And you're still athletic, and he's winning MVPs. And he's got the rapport with Devontae Adams, kind of like that second phase of his Packers career. But at some point, like, everybody's inside of Tom Brady, you don't beat Father Time. I mean, he did that interview with Kyle Brandt, and I kind of rolled my eyes when I started watching. I'm like, here we go. You know, this is going to be a hell of a lot of nothing. But it was really interesting. Like, Rodgers admitted to him, like, he's in this fight with Father Time, and they're at a stalemate. If he's saying that, like, the ultimate gaslighter, the ultimate, you know, person to stare at us and just lie directly to us on McAfee and press conferences and week to week, if he's saying that, he's concerned. And now we see it. Like, he just can't move like he used to move. Nathaniel Hackett's offense, as people here in Buffalo probably remember, it's ugly. And he's just Rodgers' buddy kind of hanging out. And, you know, I guess he's been demoted to kind of placate Rodgers while not being fired. So, yeah, it's a mess. I don't think Devontae Adams does anything. Like, they'll have a comeback win here or there to get everybody excited. And, you know, they'll be on the in the hunt graphic around Thanksgiving. and they're going nowhere. Like, they will not join the 44% club. And the Jets only have themselves to blame. Like, I felt kind of bad for Robert Saleh. You know, maybe he was completely railroaded by Woody Johnson from the get-go, but I think everybody involved, everybody on that plane that went to California to bend the knee and beg Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback, like, I don't feel bad for them at all. You knew this. You knew he did this in Green Bay. He wasn't good the last year in Green Bay. You knew he wanted the corpse of Randall Cobb and all of his buddies from Green Bay, and you gave in to him. So they deserve all of this, 100%.
Do you think the Dolphins will get off the mat here with Tua coming back?
Man, I think they'll work themselves like into the mix because the AFC is so watered down, like you referenced. Like, I mean, you just look at the conference, like who are the contenders and who's already thinking about 2025. I mean, they'll be good enough on offense to work themselves into the conversation. Just it's hard. Yeah, I love Tua, man. I love him in that Mike McDaniel offense and that anticipatory gift that he has. I mean, here we thought that Tyreek Hill made Tua this whole time. My gosh, you take him out of that offense, right, and they're dead. They're broken. I mean, his value has been proven here. But he gets into these cold games, and it just doesn't work if they don't have a running game. He can't work off of that. He can't get to that third or fourth read. So until, you know, maybe he comes into Orchard Park and, you know, plays incredibly well and completely changes the narrative. But it's just hard to kind of get all of those, like, December, January, cold weather games out of your mind. And we haven't even talked about the injuries. I mean, my God, one more concussion, you can't imagine what that would do to him. You know, that being said, I'll say this. Like, I talked to Chris Nowinski recently. You know, he's at Boston University and puts out all the CTE studies. He's been at the forefront of all of this. You know, back to the League of Denial, we were talking about Josh Allen's situation in Houston. I kind of brought up Tua to him, half expecting him to say, yeah, Tua should hang it up. What in the heck is he doing? And he kind of paused and said, look, I've talked to Troy Aikman, I've talked to Steve Young, and these guys had way more concussions than Tua Tagovailoa, and they're fine. It's up to him. He's like, yeah, CTE is always a concern. But if he's cleared and he wants to play, that's his decision. I guess I'm just kind of blown away by so many people telling Tua how to live his life this week. I mean, it's up to him. I mean, if he wants to play this game, that's his right.
Agree. So this is, I think, our first conversation since before the season. You brought up the Giants. I remember that now. Maybe it looks like Washington was the answer there. We know that nobody wins the NFC East 2 years in a row. So we're in a good. It was a good process, Tyler. Jaden Daniels. I'm less surprised by his performance than I am thinking that like Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury is working. Like that for me was all right. As good as these quarterbacks show up in the league, and sometimes they're just awesome. I mean, I could have believed that would happen, but I just thought the coaching would hold them back. Like Kingsbury was such a disappointment, I thought, for Arizona, but he has the last laugh as of now anyway, because it look, from here, it looks like everything they're doing makes sense.
You know, I was just down there a couple weeks ago. You walk by Jaden Daniels in the locker room, and there's nobody really built like him. I mean, he's tall and just so unbelievably thin. I mean, he's almost like a 4x1 track sprinter. I think that's Lamar Jackson, I think he lost like 15 pounds for this year, and you can even see him. He looks faster out there. And, yeah, you have some injury risk, I guess, when you want to play at, I wouldn't even want to guess his weight, but it's not a lot.
Right.
You combine that with, Brian Robinson Jr., who's just an absolute hammer in a Cliff Kingsbury offense. If you're a D end, if you're a linebacker, if you're anybody on the edge of that RPO, like, what do you do? Who do you choose to hit here? Because one miss and they're gone. And when we're in this NFL where defenses want you to go 13, 14, 15 plays, and they just hope you screw up, right? Or they hope there's a bad flag or a sack and something derails that drive. And the Commanders just have this dynamite big play potential with those two on the ground, but he has a cannon too. I mean, we've seen him just plant that foot and throw it 60, 70 yards with a flick of the wrist. So I get it. I think a lot of people will probably be wondering, oh man, yeah, we saw it with Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona and it all caught up to him. Well, we might see that was more Kyler Murray than Cliff Kingsbury with the homework clauses and all that, because this looks like it's going to stick. And I hear you too, Mike, on Dan Quinn. With the way it ended in Atlanta was kind of strange. And, when I was down there, gosh, coaches and players alike just couldn't say enough about what he did behind the scenes. I mean, a lot of little things, like they came up with a creed, right, a saying for the team, but he didn't come up with it. He put it all in the players' hands in every possible way, like, you decide what you want this team to be, and we're going to remind you every day and make sure every meeting, every practice kind of feeds into that. So that stuff does matter, whatever that is.
Yes. All right. What are you working on at the website? I've been reading on Washington, and it's an interesting situation like we're talking about. What's next?
Yeah, so, sat down with Brian Robinson Jr., 2 years after he got shot in the knee, at the hip. It's crazy that he survived it when you really talk to him about what went down that night in D.C. and to not hit a nerve, a ligament, a bone, anything. I think he's got some PTSD from it, but he's kind of figured out a way to mentally move past that and maybe use it for good. And this is as good as he's felt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Since that year at Bama that got him drafted. So, yeah, that was really interesting. And Bob McGinn has a column up on how in the hell the NFL missed T.J. Watt. And I also spent a lot of time in Minnesota, which, man, I don't know. I guess I got to rethink these Vikings, too. They're on a little bit of a schneid. But I do think that Brian Flores, Sam Darnold, like, they're going to be in the mix. They've got a formula that can work. And now you just got to replace that left tackle. We'll see how that goes.
Right. Big loss for them. Are you, I know it's a very busy time of the year, so I'm reluctant to even bring this up, but I really am curious about the answer. Did you find time for and find your way to any tickets for the Sturgill Simpson, a.k.a. Johnny Blue Skies tour?
I have not, Chris. I have not. Man, I know it.
I'm sad
for you. I got to get on that. I think 49 Winchester was at the town ballroom, too. They're amazing. God, yeah, can't let that slip. I think Nathaniel Wright, like, he's going to be in Toronto. There's so many good shows coming through. But thanks for the reminder. How about yourself? Are you
gonna see the whole family's going to Boston for what was supposed to be the last show of the tour, but then it sold out so quickly they added a second show the day after. But so that we're about a month out from that. So I'm super excited. The clips that I'm seeing on social media are like, it looks like it's going to be a spectacular experience. So I'm sorry you're missing out at this point. Maybe something will shake free for you.
Well, you know what? Maybe you just convinced me, right? We got to talk to the grandpa. You know how it is. You've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Right.
You gotta plan these things
right.
Months. We'll look to 2027. Maybe Sturgill can put that out.
Right.
We'll get it all set up, get it all planned. Maybe they're even listening to this show. They want to step in, take a look, and I'll bring Gina out. We'll check out some Sturgill.
Well, good luck, man. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks.
I saw Cat Power, by the way. Loved it. Just trying to feel like I'm included here. Thank you, Tyler. Great to talk to you as always. Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com. I did love that show.
Yes.
Different taste. Glad
you did.
Yeah. I probably would love this one, too.
Sure you would. It's excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd
have to love it.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It would be impossible not to love it.
Yes.
Just like us. Mm. Football Friday, everybody. How's it going for you? Bills and Seahawks late Sunday, 4:05. Doubtful for DK Metcalf. Kenneth Walker's fine. Skill guys for the Seahawks.
Tariq Woolen, fine. Not even listed on the injury report with no designation. He was listed as limited during the week, but he's apparently fine.
No Terrell Bernard, no Dwayne Carter, no Curtis Samuel. We talked about Samuel a couple days ago with Sal. Like, what is the story here with the season he's had so far? Now he's going to miss the game. One thing we can talk about, and Sal will join us coming up at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. It is Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Time for a break here. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
It's a tough environment, just like it is here for opponents when they come to Buffalo. And so that's an added part of the challenge as we go out there against a good football team and a team that's well-coached as well. And this will be a challenge for us, one that we're looking forward to. And again, they've got a good football team.
This is Sean McDermott's first trip to Seattle, at least to coach a game. since he joined the Bills. They've not been out there since Rex Ryan was the Bills coach. McDermott was on the Carolina staff. They had a couple of playoff games with Seattle in those years, one at home that they won, and they lost the year Seattle lost to New England in the Super Bowl.
Malcolm Butler.
The Panthers were one of their victims in the playoffs. How about that? Just leave it at that.
There you go. You did it.
I was late. I've been behind all day.
Never talked about football before.
I've been behind. Right to the excuses.
You're new here.
I was late to contact Sal. I was late to get in. I was cooking all morning.
Look at you.
And I am so slow.
Mm. Yeah.
The prep for me, it's just...
Meticulous is a word I would use instead of slow. To compliment
you. No, meticulous is too nice. No. I'm not meticulous. Like, take chopping onions. If I were meticulous, I would show you the work. Like, look how good this is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just chop, throw it in. Like, but I'm not meticulous. I would like to be. But I'm instead just slow.
Oh, that's painful.
I really think about this a lot because I love cooking. It's like my favorite thing to do right now. And I don't want to be slow. I want to be good at it. I want to be, sharper. Mm-hmm. But the reading comprehension that I suffer from, which I'm so incapable.
So you're like rereading instructions constantly?
Every minute.
Yeah.
Every minute. Like my computer is over here. It'll say, put the bacon in, then the onions for 4 minutes until they soften, and then the garlic, and then the meat. I made chili today. And so there was like this process, of course. But I have to go back and check like all the time what I'm supposed to do next. And I should be able to like remember three things at once. And I'm also not somebody that trusts myself to just not use a recipe.
You're not inclined to wing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to know exactly how many minutes,
right.
What is the next move and when, and those kinds of things. So it ends up like this chili I made today is the one that I submitted in that contest a few years ago that got second. And I've just been waiting for an opportunity to do it. It really needs to be a weekend one because it's just like there's not enough time.
Sure.
So right. I didn't need any. I mean, it's not even, it might, right now it might be ready.
Right. Yeah, you need to do that on like a Saturday morning.
And we're never home anymore on weekends because we're off taking road trips with the kids to play sports. So if I'm going to do it, I guess I'm just going to have to do it like today.
Well, you're still young. So like there'll be time. If you really like this chili recipe, there will be a point in time. I think where even with your own whatever, I don't want to...
Hang-ups?
Yeah, okay, perfect. Your hang-up about following the instructions, like you'll know what you're doing eventually. Like, and so you won't have to keep reading, and you might be able to just make that from the top off the top of your head. You have the recipe as a fallback and sort of test yourself. Am I doing this all the right way? And just, and plus, the time it takes the onions to soften won't be as necessary because you'll understand just by touch, feel, and sight, okay, the onions are soft enough. Like, because you've made it so many times.
I should already be there.
Well, don't rush it.
But I'm not. I had to make a puree. I had the chili on the stove. I had to preheat the oven because it went into the oven. I got done, and I was, pleased with how it looked and everything, but I forgot the cilantro stem. It's like, oh. No, I didn't do that though. I did not start over because of the cilantro stuff.
It's at least good to have a plan. Like you at least have a dinner plan. Like
this is
something you can eat when you get home tonight.
Oh yeah.
And that's a very good place to be.
My wife is sending me updates. She's excited for it.
Unlike myself, we're going right out to a concert after we get out of here, and there is not going to be time for me to eat, and I have no plan at all. And it's going to be, what I'm staring at is like, it's going to be like, eventually it's going to be midnight. And I'll be like, I haven't eaten yet. That is the worst. Like,
oh yeah, that is the worst.
Out of, a few pops and like, what? I don't know. It's possible, I guess. I mean, the place we're going does serve food, but it's just going to be a really big crowd, and I'm not really confident I'm going to even get to a spot where I can sit to order food. Whatever. I just don't have a plan, and I hate this about myself. I made stops on the way here and thought, I should just get a sandwich. Just get something so that I have...
Couldn't do it.
Could not find my way to it, and it's not like I had a long list of things to do, but anyway, who needs
listen
to
us.
Any of that?
Listen to us.
I'm envious of your chili, even if it took you long to prepare.
I would have brought some in if I had just started cooking at like 5 in the morning.
Well, who wants to
then
do
I
that?
Would have been able to bring some in, but
I wouldn't enjoy it. I'd feel guilty about you starting cooking that early.
Yeah, I would never do it. I would never do it. Anyway, so what's the key here for the Bills to win in Seattle? Can they stop them? We're talking to Sam, and
that's going to be a big question. I think Bernard. I mean, look, every starter matters, whatever drop off, you know, and for a bit here at the start of the season it was Jamarcus Ingram and Cam Lewis and, you know, oh, Joy Andreessen should play. Like, it just felt like pretty good. I've come to really fear them not having Bernard specifically. I just think he is so good at everything they need in the middle. Right, just pass coverage. I mean, let's say he's perfect and never gets beat, but I just think the drop off is very substantial from him to Baylen Specter. So I'm worried now about the middle of the field. Like even without DK Metcalf, and I know this is a team that wants to push the ball down the field, but if Metcalf is he's doubtful, he hasn't practiced all week. I thought all week it would blow my mind if he played. They're leaving the door cracked open with doubtful. So, you know, whatever. Maybe he gets out there. But without him, I wonder if that changes what they want to do and if that works for them because of Bernard not being there. I just think Specter can be exploited in the passing. I think we've already seen it. I think he can be exploited in the passing game. And Bernard is someone who really, he can play both kinds of music, country and Western. He's going to knife through the line of scrimmage and, you know, make blockers miss him and make big plays in the run game. And he's also just someone I really trust in their zone scheme, covering his patch of grass and making plays on the ball. We already saw him trick. Was it Rodgers he tricked? No, it was the Houston game. It was Stroud.
Right.
It's a great, great play. I'm not getting that play from Baylen Specter. Like, I'm sorry. Like, he's a good player at what he does. And maybe he'll help them a lot in the run game. That's what he is better at. But I'm really worried about Bernard not being there.
They're over 300 yards in every game, 20 points or more in every game, the Seahawks.
Just passing over 300 or just
total?
Total, okay.
I mean, it's not amazing, but it's consistently solid, at least. They're eighth in the league in points and in yards on offense. First, Geno Smith leads the NFL in passing yards. So it was an interesting team to try to figure out before the season. They brought in the offensive coordinator from the University of Washington. That's who their offensive coordinator is now. And that got people pretty excited. Like, moving on from Pete Carroll and a team that just seemed to never quite get modern, you know? Mm-hmm. Even with Wilson, that was said. With Geno Smith, who looked really good, that was said. And this year started, and it kind of was more of the same, but they did flip that switch. Like, now they're a team that's pretty aggressive. The running back is good, though. Like, they've been good there, too. And that's how teams seem to want to play the Bills. I mean, I think that they should be like that. Like you said, it remains to be seen what not having Metcalf means to their game plan. Because he doesn't miss games.
Right.
So that'll be a guess.
And he is just a type that you just don't have a replica. You know, you don't have another guy that can do skill set. I mean, he's just so big and so fast and so strong. They could have someone else try to stretch the field, but it's just not going to be, to me, it's just not the same threat at all. Like, he's a big, big loss to me.
Clear disrespect to Jake Bobo. Clear, blatant disrespect to Jake Bobo.
Don't care about no Jake Bobo.
Is this a game, or a fantasy cap, is this a game where Jackson Smith and Jigba really puts up numbers? I compared him earlier this week to Kincaid as somebody that I'm not sure we're yet to a point where we're questioning like what kind of potential the player himself has, but whether it's scheme or maybe JSN is blocked by Metcalf and Lockett being there and even Walker, it hasn't really happened yet. Yeah. Like, there's been one or two big numbers games for him, and Kincaid is likewise with Knox, and just neither team, that's the same draft, the same first round, neither team has been able to really... I don't think either team can call that pick a win yet.
Right.
I know Seattle can't for JSN.
Yeah. He's exactly who I'm worried about in the middle of the field. I mean, that's your slot guy. And I think if Seattle... They would have had reason to expect, prepare for Bernard not to be there. And I think if they don't try to get either maybe with their tight ends or, but certainly with Jackson Smith and Jigba, if they don't try to get that off, considering what the Bills won't have in the middle of the field, I think they're nuts. I mean, I can appreciate that they're whatever their fastball is, which seems to be pushing it down the field. But if you don't have Metcalf pivot to this guy, very talented guy, I'd be surprised if they didn't. Like, if Njigba doesn't see 12 targets or something in this game,
that would be a story, though. If they did that, maybe this is the week, the matchup, and
right.
Metcalf's injury. So a lot of us need this from him. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I don't care at all.
First round, yeah. You know, rookie pick, dynasty pick. Let's get some numbers going here, Jackson Smith and Jigba. So no Bernard, no Dwayne Carter. That might be weeks. Wrist surgery probably will be. And also no Curtis Samuel. More on injuries with Sal when he joins us for the Dun Tire Drive at 5 coming up in 20 minutes. The Barnes Firm Injury Report. The Barnes Firm Injury Report brought to you by... The Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. More Football Friday after this here on WGR. Update on Dwayne Carter. He is going to IR. The Bills announced that a short time ago. Rookie defensive tackle. We go to Glenn next. Hi, Glenn.
Good afternoon, guys. Two questions. Number one, at one time, Seattle used to have one of the noisiest stadiums, crowd noise, that is, within the league. How do you think the Bills go about preparing for this? And second question actually has to do with the absence now of Carter. I do realize they picked up a defensive tackle a few weeks ago from the Falcons, but why isn't Eli Ankou's name being mentioned? Like, even brought up to the 53-man.
I think it is. Sal mentioned him as a possibility. So we'll see what Sal predicts happens here in a few minutes. How do you prepare for loud crowds?
I don't know. Do they pipe in noise? I haven't seen any evidence of that, but teams have done that in the past. I referenced the other day that I heard you knew his name, Dave Winham.
Winham,
thank you. Former linebacker, he's the color man on the radio broadcast in Seattle. And Stephen, Chris Brown on One Bills Live asked him about the Wyman. Scene at the stadium.
I think it's Wyman.
Okay. And he said it's been a couple years now, and it's now you see more and more visiting fans. And so I don't know. I mean, it's a long trip. It's not like flying to Nashville or anything. So I don't know what sort of numbers of Bills fans will be showing up. But he has said that the home field advantage is not what it's been. I mean, they still put on the whole show when someone comes and bangs a drum or raises the flag or whatever the heck it is they do. And, you know, celebrate 12 and all that. But that it's just not as fierce as it's been in the past. So, and I'll put that, you know... Put that in the equation if you want.
It's just like, I never think about this kind of thing anymore. I mean, the Bills go to Kansas City and win every year. You know, like, mm-hmm. I'm sure they wouldn't ignore this and do something. They would have some conversation about it, silent count, different things that teams do. But, man, I have to admit, like, I just heard a conversation about this subject on the Roto-World show this morning about, like, the non-existence of home field advantage anymore in sports. Mm-hmm. They were talking about the Clippers. Now the Clippers have this new arena and the wall, and Ballmer, the owner, is in it. And, like, it's just it's an area where you're just supposed to be, like, a crazy fan.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I mean, our crowd's great. There are a few that are sort of famous for it, but... Thinking about, like, just sort of how different life in the league probably is than it used to be, where mm-hmm. travel is luxury and all the different ways that teams can maybe mitigate these sort of advantages. It was nice to have that conversation a couple of weeks ago with Chris Brown and Eric Wood about the tunnel at Giant Stadium in the old days, like how they could affect field goals. I don't know. Maybe those days are pretty much over.
Yeah. So, look, in saying it's not, or at least from one person who's there all the time, from their viewpoint, it's not what it once was. That doesn't mean it's not still one of the harder places to go visit. I would believe that, because I don't think anywhere is as fierce as it was 20 years ago. Even here, I don't think is as fierce as it was 20 years ago. Right. So, but, it, you know, sure, they'll be on the road, the silent count, they'll have stuff that'll be more challenging than playing at home, but I don't think it's what it used to be. So I'm not really that worried about it.
Obviously, you are forgetting about the train horn and the person screaming third down.
Mm, right.
In those days, we did not have these luxuries.
Yeah.
Of being yelled at constantly in football games about whether it's third down and the train horn. That's got to really shake the other team up.
Oh, they're so nervous.
They never hear it anywhere else.
Yeah.
I think maybe everybody has a third down guy. I listen to games and I feel like maybe it's just a clip. It's this one, I don't know, is it every every stadium has their own guy yelling that, or is just...
I don't know, yeah.
They all sound the same to me.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong there.
I think Meadowlands had, at least for the Jet game, I think they have a siren for third down.
Oh, beautiful.
Like, it's like
look how well those teams do.
Yeah, right. They're killing it.
It must work. You know it works by the Jets and the Giants going 2 for their last 50 at home at night. Sal coming up after this. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!